أعوذ من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحابته ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم لا علم إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشرح علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. وصلي اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الكرام. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم.
We've looked at the three types of hearts, and then the sick heart, the three types of sick hearts, and then the three reasons, or the three ways that we can come to understand why a heart is sick, or if a heart's sick. And then also the three ways of treating a sick heart. حميت البدن, استنشاق الصدق, استعمال الدواء. By regime, by good company, and by using the treatment. And the treatment involved three reminders. One is the reminder of alienation in the world, and then another is reminding the moment of death, and then also being reminded of the ba'ath. And now he's going to another point here. So he says, when he spoke about azima, he was talking about the fact that it's necessary to have resolution, to be resolute in this endeavor. And so he said that the way to realize resolution in your actions, and also to utilize the means by which you realize your goal, is done through three mawaqif. This is going to be a little longer, and the first of these is the rank of taqwa, and the last of it is the carpet spread of the revealings of knowledge. So the first one, al-mawqif al-awwal, which is the rank of taqwa, al-mawqif al-awwal min mawaqif al-tariq, tahqiq al-tawbati bil-tahqiq, to realize tawbah through realization. وَهُوَ دَائِرٌ عَلَى ثَلَاثَةِ أَقْطَابٍ, and it revolves around three axes. So the first mawqif, which is the first station, in a sense, the station that you're arriving at, is to realize tawbah through realization. And this revolves around three axes. وَهِيَ الْكَرْعَمَدْ وَالْأَبْوَابِ, and it's like the pole holding up and the doors into it. So the first one of these three أقطاب is أحدها تحقيق النية في تصميم العزم على عدم العود بما خرج عنه جملة عند الابتداء وتفصيلا في الدوام. The first one is that you realize, it is realization of the intention with absolute resolution to never return to what you're leaving behind in its totality at the outset. What he's saying is that at the outset of your tawbah, you make a tawbah from the past. In other words, when you're beginning your suluk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you make a tawbah from the past. Because generally, people are in a state of ghafla. And when you set out on this path, it's the path of وَأَنَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ الْمُنْتَهَىٰ, and to your Lord is your end. It's the realization that we're all going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once, if you're aqil, I mean, that's the definition of an intelligent person, is somebody who realizes that. Idiotic people are people that waste their lives away in vain endeavors. Idiot's tales. This is what the world is. The world is darul fana. You're here for a short moment in time. And once you realize that, that life can be taken from you in any moment, then if you're intelligent, you'll start preparing for infinity instead of always preparing for what is finite and really what is intangible. Because the word in Arabic for dunya is from a root word which means to be close, but when you reach out to get it, it moves farther away. Dunya is really a type of wahm, it's an illusion. The world is not an illusion. The alam is not an illusion. If you walk out here on this pathway and you look at this mountain like Thughra, there were people 800 years ago, Muslims, that spoke Arabic,
that used to live in this village or in these areas, and they looked out just like you are looking, they saw the same mountain. The mountain is still there, but all those people are gone. The mountain is alam. That's the world. Hayat al-dunya is our experience of the world. The world stays here until Yawm al-Qiyamah. These mountains have been here for millennia, and maybe they'll go on for millennia, Allah Ta'ala alam. But we pass through, and it's a brief time. So if you have intellect, you begin to realize that. Now this would be, just to strike an analogy, if a real estate agent, you decide you want a house, and a real estate agent tells you, I've got two types of houses. This house over here, it looks very nice, and I can sell it to you right now for a cheap price. But the only problem with this house is, it can disappear at any moment, and I can't guarantee you that even right after we make the contract, it disappears. But it could stick around maybe 50, 60, 70 years. This other house is very expensive, but I guarantee you, it's a permanent house. It's a permanent structure, it's not built on sand, and it'll be with you for infinity. Now, anybody who has intellect is going to obviously choose the second one, hopefully. If you chose the first one, you were a fool. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said, "Ad-dunya darun liman la dara lah, wa yajma'u lahu liman la aqla lah." Dunya is an abode for the one who's homeless. And the one who gathers for it has no intellect. You have no intellect if you're wasting your time on dunya. You're ahmaq. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said, "Al-kayyisu man dana nafsuhu wa amila lima ba'da al-maut." The man of intelligence is the one who disciplines his self, his soul, and works for what comes after death. Wal-ahmaqu, and the idiot, and in a riwayah, al-ajizu, the incapacitated one, is the one, man asba'a nafsahu hawaha, wa tamanna ala Allah al-amani. He lets his nafs follow its caprice, whatever it wants, and he has vain hopes about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what he's saying. Once you really realize this, in a deep, deep way, you make a tawbah. And that tawbah is not like saying astaghfirullah. This is a tawbah that I'm turning away from the path of dunya, and I'm setting out for the path of akhirah. And this is a choice that the intelligent person will make once in their life. This is a path, that's what he's saying, it's a path. This is the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you decide to make that choice, then at its outset, the first thing that you do is you make tawbah for the past, jumlatan, in its totality. You don't need to go through every single thing you did because it would be too difficult. You were in ghafla for a long, long time. And it would be too difficult to do that. So you just make tawbah from the past. But he said, thereafter, you have to make muhasabah. Because setting out on this path means now that you are going to rectify your soul by the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore you have to discipline your soul. That's idanatul nafs. Man dana nafsuhu. So you have to discipline the soul. And that means after you've made this tawbah, you begin to actually take the soul to account. And so he's saying, إِذْ لَا يَزَّمُ عَنْدَ بَدْءِ التَّوْبَةِ تِذْكَارُ تَفَاصِيلَ مَا وَقَعَتْ أو تفاصيل ما وقعت التوبة منه لمشقته. So at the outset of tawbah, you don't have to remember all the details because of the difficulty of that. لكن, but after that, you look in to all of them with تفاصيل. دواعي الثبات في هذا العزم ثلاثة أشياء. Then he says those things that engender this firm resolution and this steadfastness, or this steadfastness in your resolution, are three things. So we're still in the mawqif al-awwal, and the mawqif al-awwal has three aqtab. Tahqiq al-niyya is the first one. Tahqiq al-tawba, the tahqiq. And he says this has three aqtab. And the first is تحقيق النية. We haven't got to the second yet. We're still in the first one.
Now, in the first one, تحقيق النية, which is your firm realizing your intention to remain resolute in this return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has three dawa'i. A da'iyah is something that calls you to what you're trying to do. An impetus. أولها أن يفر من المحل الذي يخشى من عوده جملة وإلا ففي الوقت الذي يخشى ذلك فيه أو عند الظهور أو وليسبابه. This is really important. What he's saying is, all right, you want to make tawbah now. These are the three things that are going to keep you resolute in your desire not to return to wrong actions. And this is a science. So what he's telling you is, this is how it works. The first is that you flee from that place that you fear going back into your wrong action. So if your wrong action, if somebody's making tawbah from kaba'ir, it's pretty easy. If your wrong action has been relations with the opposite sex, whether it's zina or the muqaddimat of zina, you had girlfriends or whatever, or vice versa, then what you have to do once you make that tawbah is to avoid the places where those things occurred. So if you're at the university and you met people at the cafeteria and there was mixing and people know you, you leave that place. You don't go back to it. If the ma'asi occurred with alcohol, then the company that you were keeping, you stop keeping that company. You avoid them. You don't spend any time with them. You don't go anywhere near where that temptation is going to arise. That's what he's talking about. And obviously that gets more and more subtle. If you're trying to relinquish backbiting and you find that there are certain people that you tend to backbite with, then there's a couple of things that you can do. One is you make a contract with that person that you're not going to backbite anymore. Or two, you avoid them altogether if they're not capable of doing that. The second is اتهام النفس بوجود بقايا النزوع إليه حتى تكون على حذر منه. To suspect the soul or the ego, the self, to suspect the ego that remnants of its inclinations towards that thing that you are trying to remove from the self is still there in order that you can maintain your vigilance against it. So you've made tawbah from the thing that you're trying to avoid, changing yourself. You look at yourself. What are the things you want to remove from yourself? What he's saying is, you feel contempt towards those things, but they're appetites, because that's the nature of wrong actions. They're appetites, or we wouldn't keep doing them. People have appetites towards these things. What he's saying is, suspect yourself. Even though you've made tawbah, still consider yourself that it has inclinations towards these things. Don't say, alhamdulillah, I made tawbah, I'm not worried about that anymore. No, he's saying, don't trust the self. Suspect the self. اتهام النفس بوجود بقايا النزوع إليه حتى تكون على حذر منه وإلا وقعت فيه قبل الشعور بسببه أو وقته. Or else the same thing's going to happen and you won't even be prepared for it. It might even happen without your being aware of it, because you've gone back into your heedlessness or the time that you did it. الثالث, so that's the second thing. الثالث إشغال النفس عنه بما يقابله حسا في الحسيات ومعنى في المعنويات دون تعريج عليه لأن الوجه الذي خرج عنه لأجله أولى من الوجه الذي خرج عليه ولذلك قيل يتعين عليه كلما ذكر ذنبه تجديد الندم عليه فليفهم تفهم. So the third one is to preoccupy yourself from those things. In other words, what you're trying to remove, occupy yourself with other things. If it's his, if it's a sensory thing that you're trying to remove, then do it with other sensory things. If it's a meaning, do it with other meaningful things. And this should be without doing this in stages or steps. Because the means by which you get out of something, in order to get out of it, this precedes what you're getting out of. In other words,
That thing that you're trying to get out of, once you're out of it, that's the most important thing, to be completely out of it. That should be your priority. And for that reason, it's an obligation that every time you remember your wrong action, to renew your remorse about it. To renew your remorse about it. So understand this. And then he says, دَوَعِ الرُّجُوعِ إِلَيْهِ ثَلَاثًا. The reasons that you fall back into wrong actions are three. We're not into the second khutab yet. This is still part of the first, which is تَحْقِيقُ النِّيَّةِ. The reason that you return to wrong actions are three. الْغَفْلَةُ عَنِ النَّدَمِ. That you forget your nadama, your remorse. You go into a heedlessness about your remorse. أَوَ تَنَدُّمْ عَنْدَ تِذْكَارِهِ. Or you forget to recollect when you're thinking about what you did wrong, you forget to renew that remorse. So he says, because of that, the wrong action will actually, the picture, that form of that wrong action will become fixed in the self. تَرْتَسِمْ صُورَتُهُ فِي النَّفْسِ حَتَّى تَجِدَ خِلْسَةً مِنَ الْغَفْلَةِ لِتُمْكِينِهِ عِنْدَ اشْتِغَالَ الْقَلْبِ بِمَا هُوَ مُسْتَغْرِقٌ لَهُ فِي الْعُلُومِ وَالْعَمَالِ. What happens here is that this form of this wrong action will get fixed in the self, and then it will sneak in through heedlessness because of its deeply rooted nature in the heart, the heart's preoccupation with it. And certainly with many things, these are rooted in the self. A lot of the wrongs that we do are rooted in the self, like envy. Envy is very common in human beings. Ujub. It's very common in human beings. Kibr. Ghiba is very common amongst human beings. Lust is very common. These things are all part of human nature. So what he's saying is, because of the fixed nature of many of these things in yourself, if you're not resolute about this, it creeps back in. It creeps back in and we're not even aware of it. And then he said the second reason, here the second da'iyah, is al-musamaha bi-i'adat al-tarfi li-mahallihi aw sababihi aw waqtihi walau fi lahza wa in kanat ala wajhin min al-i'tibari illa ma' tikrar al-nadmi wa tahqiq al-anafa wa hi atammu min al-nadam. He's saying that the second reason is that you al-musamaha bi-i'adat al-tarf is that you allow your eye to go back to that thing, either the place or the reason or the time that that wrong action occurred, there's a revisitation. Even if it's a moment, and even if it was just thinking about it, like i'tibar, taking some lesson from it. إِلَّا مَعْ تِكْرَارَ النَّدَمْ. Unless you repeat the remorse, وَتَحْقِيقَ الْأَنَفَ, and you have a contempt for it, you look down on it. Which he says is actually more atam min an-nadam. In other words, you have remorse is one thing, but to actually feel contempt towards that thing, to look down on it and see it as a low thing, is actually stronger than having remorse about it. Because you belittle the wrong action. You have contempt for it. Because if you don't have this contempt, قَدْ يُثِرُ رِقَّةً وَحَلَاوَةً وَلَا سِيمَ مَعَ تَجَدِّدْ مَحَلَّ الْأَذَى وَهُوَ نَفْسَ الْفِعْلِ. If you don't have that contempt for it, you might actually remember it with pleasure, with some kind of sweetness. There's a sweet memory to it. If it was an experience that was pleasurable at the time, which is why you might have done it, then in not having this anatha, when you look at it, then you feel some sweetness, especially if it's in the same place where it occurred and the same action. الثالثو الثقة بالناس في عزمها وحسن الظن بها في حالها ومراجعة محل السبب لاختبارها. The third reason, he's telling you the reasons why you go back to wrong actions. The third reason is trusting the soul in its resolution to not go back to wrong actions. And also having a good opinion of the soul in the state that you're in now. So you've made tawbah and now you're feeling good about yourself. You're in a better state than you were in before. And also going back to the same place that caused it as a way, in a sense, of testing the self. So you say to yourself, I can handle this now. I feel really secure. I'm not like that anymore. I used to be weak, but now I'm strong. So you go back to the same place where the wrongs occurred. He said this is the third reason why this will happen. And then he says, فَإِنَّهُ وَلَوْ بِإِخْطَارِ ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى الْبَالِ دُونَ تَأَمُّلٍ. Even if it's just to bring it back to your attention, just to think about it, without really contemplating it, just that it occurs, you have a reoccurrence of thought about it. فَإِنَّهُ بِمَثَابَةِ رَشَّاشَ الْمَاءِ لِلنَّارِ الْخَامِدَةِ لَا يَزِيدُهَا إِلَّا اشْتِعَالًا. Because its likeness is the likeness of a light water, sprinkling water over a fire that's diminished. There's still some fire there, but it's like the coals. When you put light water on it, it actually increases. You'll see it start crackling and like coming back to life again. So he's saying that even just thinking about it, it brings it back to life. وَالنَّفْسُ نَارٌ كَامِنَةٌ عِنْدَ ظَهُورَ الْحَقِّ عَلَيْهَا. Because the ego, the soul, is like a hidden fire when the truth manifests over it. وَلَا يَأْمَنُهَا. So he should never feel safe with it. إِلَّا غَبِيٌّ. Except an idiot. وَلَا يَحْذَرُهَا إِلَّا عَاقِلٌ. And no one is vigilant in guarding himself from it except a man of intellect. وَقَدْ قَالَ الْجُنَيْدِ رَحِمُهُ اللَّهِ لَا تَرْكَنْ إِلَى نَفْسِكَ وَإِنْ دَامَتْ طَاعَتُهَا لَكَ فِي طَاعَةِ رَبِّكَ. Never incline toward yourself, even if yourself is always in a state of obedience to your Lord. Don't ever incline towards yourself, even if it's in a good state. And then he said, تَوَقَّى نَفْسَكَ لَا تَأْمَنْ غَوَائِلَهَا فَالنَّفْسُ أَخْبَثُ مِنْ سَبْعِينَ شَيْطَانًا. Protect yourself from your nafs and never feel safe from its machinations, because the nafs is more foul than 70 shaitans. And then he says, قَدْ لَا تَشْمَرِ التَّوْبَةُ. Your tawbah might not have included all of your wrong actions. فَيَكُونَ الْحُكْمُ فِي مُتَعَلَّقِهَا عَلَى حَسَبِ حَالِهَا. So the ruling of it is in accordance with those things that it covered, in accordance with its state and condition and the time and place. وَقَدْ يَخْتَلُّ النِّظَامُ بِالْعَوْدِ فَيَعُودَ الْحُكْمُ ثَانِيًا كَمَا كَانَ أَوَّلًا. So there could be some mixing if you do wrongs that weren't included, because tawbah really is for specific wrongs, and that's what he's talking about. Your initial tawbah was jumla, and then after that the tawbah is tafsil. So if there's a mixing of that, he says, then the hukm follows that follows. In other words, الحكم ثانيا كما كان أولا. If it's for the same wrong, then you make tawbah for the same wrong. If it's a wrong that you didn't include in your initial tawbah, then that necessitates another tawbah as well. ويلزم التحفظ الآن أكثر والبحث عن وجه الرجوع حتى يحسم. And also, it's necessary to be more vigilant now than before. And also, it's necessary to really look into how you fell back into your wrong. Go and look, how did this occur, in order, حتى يحزم, in order that you can seal this inroad. You can stop it from happening again. إذ لا يخفى السبب بعد الأوبة. Because the etiology of the wrong, how you fell back into it, it shouldn't be concealed from you, hidden from you anymore, after you return to the wrong. إِلَّا لِهَوَنْ غَالِبٍ مُتَمَكِّنٍ بِالْجَدَرِ. Unless it's a type of hawa, it's a type of passionate caprice that is firmly rooted in the soul, and in the language of modern psychology, it's been established with rationalization, that you're rationalizing your wrongs. Because once you go into rationalization of wrongs, then it's difficult for you to see the reasons, because you've rationalized them. It's what they call cognitive dissonance. People will begin to actually justify, it's called justification or rationalization, you begin to justify your wrong. So he's saying that if you've entered in, because this thing is so deeply rooted in you, this hawa, this caprice, it's so deeply rooted in you, you've rationalized it to the point where you can't even see that what you're doing is wrong. And then he says,
فإن عارض الشيطان بقوله أي فائدة لتوبة يعقبها عود. So if Shaitan objects and says to you, tell me, what's the benefit of a tawbah that's followed by returning to the wrong you just made tawbah from? Because this is what Shaitan will do. He'll try to make the nafs feel, I can't do this. I keep going back. And Shaitan will say, just give up. You're hopeless. I mean, this is what the sadiq will hear when he's trying to remove these things from his soul. You're hopeless. You can't do it. You're always doing this. So he says, قِيلَ لَهُ كَمَ اتَّخَذْنَا الْعُودَ إِلَى الذَّنْبِ حِرْفَ نَتَّخِذُ التَّوْبَةَ حِرْفَ. Just like we took the wrong action as our profession or our occupation, we take our tawbah as our occupation. In other words, just as we keep going back to our wrong actions, we keep going back to our tawbah. وَلَعَلَّ الْمَوْتِ يَأْتِي وَالصُّدْفَةُ صَادِثُ. And perhaps the death comes, and you're in a good situation. In other words, it occurs at the time when you're in a state of tawbah, and not in the time when you're in a state of wrong action.
فَإِذَا عَلَّلَ بِوَهْنَ الْعَزْمِ رُدَّ بِأَنَّ الْمَطُوبُ وُجُودَ الصُّوَرِ لَا مَا لَيْسَ فِي مَقْدُورَ الْبَشَرِ.
So if he uses the excuse that your resolution is too weak, he's refuted by saying, what is sought after us is the manifestations of these devotional forms, not what's impossible for human beings to perform. In other words, this is a devotional act. Tawbah is a devotional act. كلكم خطأون وخير الخطائين التوابون. All of you make mistakes, and the best of those who make mistakes are those who make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he's saying that if it said to you, your resolution's weak, then you have to respond, what's sought after me is that I'm in this state of devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not what's not within my capacity, which is to free myself completely from wrongs. فَإِنْ قَابِرَ بِأَنُّهُ مَقْدُورٌ فَأَعْرَضْ عَنْهُ. And if he says to you, no, you're just making excuses for yourself, indeed it's possible, leave him. Just turn away from that type of talk. لِوَجُودَ الْعَمَلِ. Because you have to act. And this type of internal conversation with the self, it just takes somebody to despair. So you have the ability to act.
عَمَدًا عَلَى قَوْلِ سُفْيَانَ تَرْكُ الذُّنُوبِ أَيْسَرُ مِنْ طَرَبِ التَّوْبَةِ.
Leaving wrong actions is easier than seeking tawbah. So just keep leaving your wrong actions.
وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ.
تَتْمِيم.
الْقَلْبُ مَحَلُّ عَجْزَ الْبَشَرِ.
The heart is the place of human weakness. The heart is the place of human weakness.
فَلَا أَعْوَنُ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ دَوَامَ اللُّجُوءِ إِلَى اللَّهِ فِي طَهَارَتِهِ أَوَّلًا ثُمَّ فِي ثَبَاتِهِ آخِرًا.
So he's saying that the heart is the place of human weakness, and there's nothing more helpful to the heart than continuously seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in its purification.
Allah is مطهر القلوب in reality. نقي قلوبنا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that purifies the heart. And the heart is really, it's the place of human weakness. So the best thing for the heart, the most helpful thing to you, is to seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in purifying it first and foremost, and then in the steadfastness of it towards the end of the affair. When you've gone through the takhliya and entered into the tahliya, you've gone through the removal of the foul aspects and qualities of the self, and you're moving into the ornamentation of the self, then you have steadfastness. So in the beginning, you're purifying. Once you reach a stage of purification, then it's to maintain the purity. And we do that through seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
فَلِذَٰلِكَ كَانَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ يُكْثِرُ مِنْ قَوْلِهِ يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِ عَلَى دِينِكَ.
And for that reason, upon him be prayers and peace, used to make much mention of his statement, O turner over of the hearts, revolver of the hearts, Make steadfast my heart upon your deen. Allah is muqallib al-qulub. And so we're asking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us be steadfast in our hearts. وَهُوَ ذِكْرُ هَذَا الْقُطُبُ وَدُعَاؤُهُ. And this first qutb that he's talking about, right, if we remember back when he started this, which is تحقيق التوبة بالتحقيق. This one is تحقيق النية. He's saying that this is the dhikr of this stage in your path of suluk. To do much of saying يَا مُقَلِبِ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِي عَلَى دِينِكَ. Doing much remembrance of it. وَهُوَ ذِكْرُ هَذَا الْقُطُبُ وَدُعَاهُ وَكَذَلِكَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. To do much remembrance of this. وَتُكَرَّرُ وِتْرًا بِآخْرِ كُلِّ سَجْدًا. And this should be done in an odd number of times, repeated in an odd number of times at the end of every sajda. وَكَذَا عِنْدَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ. And also when you make istighfar with Allah. وَبِاللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ وَهُوَ حَسْبُنَا وَنْعِمَ الْوَكِيلِ. So he's giving, this is dawa. He's giving us medicine that he's saying here that if we want to realize this first qutb, we have to have isti'ana billah, seeking help from Allah, and the dhikr of this stage is يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِي عَلَى دِينِكَ. And then لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. And to repeat that in an odd number of times at the end of every sajda, and also when you're doing istighfar, and with Allah's tawfiq, He's enough for us and the best of help. The qutb al-thani fi al-mawqif al-awwal. Now he's in the second qutb. So we did the first qutb. Remember, if we go back here, this is the first mawqif. Al-mawqif al-awwal. And this is tahqiq al-tawbah bil-tahqiq. Realizing tawbah with realization, through realization. And there's three aqtab for this. The first one is تحقيق النية بتصميم العزم على عدم العود. So it's to realize the intention and the resolution not to return to wrong. The second one is رد المظالم واستدراك موضوعية. This is returning those things that you wronged others with and also redressing what was lost in the first place. مَا ضُعِيَ أَوَّلُ وَهُوَ وَاجِبٌ لِتَحْقِيقَ الْعَزِيمَةِ. And this is an obligation in order to realize your resolution. وَرَدُّ الْهَزِيمَةِ. And also in order to repel this defeat of the self. In other words, so that you have your resolution and also that you stop this losing battle with the self. In order to overcome the self. وَمَرْجِعُهُ النَّظْرُ فِي مَا فَرَطْ. And the recourse in this is reflection about those things that you were lax in. بِاعْتِبَارِ مَا ثَبَتَ مِنْهُ أَوْ سَقَطْ. By reflecting on those things that you were, that there was resolution in and steadfastness in and other things that there wasn't. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْوَاقِعَ مِنَ الْمَآثِمْ دَائِرٌ بَيْنَ ثَلَاثَةِ أَوْجُهٍ وَمَعَالِمٍ. So know that what occurs from the wrongs revolves around three aspects or three milestones. أَوَّلُهَا سَيِّئَاتٌ مُجَرَّدَةٌ مِنَ الطَّبِيعِ وَالظُّلُمَاتِ. The first is simply wrongs as a result of things that we caused to be lost and also wrongs done. وَلَا كَفَّارَةَ لَهَا إِلَّا الْعَزْمِ. And there's no expiation of this except in this resoluteness. وَالنَّدْمْ عَلَى مَا فَاتْ وَالْحَزْمِ. Only in being absolutely resolute and having remorse about what's past. So lost opportunities, من التضيعي والظلمات. It's the wrong actions of lost opportunities of the past. Because everything that was done wrong in the past could have been used to do things that were beneficial. But we lost those opportunities. And the darknesses that follow from all of that. And there's no expiation except to have resolution. Go back to this. Be firm in what we're trying to repeal from this. بَدْرًا مِنَ الْإِهْمَالِ فِي السَّالِفِ, as opposed to the neglect of the past. This is what we're replacing it with. What we neglected in the past of changing our conditions, now we're replacing it with this hazm, this firmness. وَعَلَامَةُ الصِّدْقِ فِي ذَلِكَ ثَلَاثًا. The signs of one's sincerity in those things are three things. And he said these are three things. فِي ذَلِكَ ثَلَاثَةُ أَشْيَاءَ يَعْرِفُهَا ذُو الْقُلُوبِ الْأَحْيَاءِ. They know them, those who have living hearts. أَحَدُهَا وُجُودَ الْحَلَاوَةِ فِي التَّرْكِ بَدْرًا مِنَ الْإِسْتَلْذَاذِ بِالْفِكْرِ. The first is the experience of the sweetness of leaving those things rather than the enjoyment of reflecting on them. So what happens here with the people of wrong actions, when they do wrongs, they remember them as a way of trying to bring back the enjoyment of their wrongs. Whereas if the heart's alive, when you do wrong, the effect afterwards is the opposite. You feel terrible. Because at the time you did what was wrong, you were in a state of heedlessness. And then when you go back, when you think about it, you feel terrible that your nafs overcame you. And the opposite is true. There's a sweetness when you do right actions. You get imbisaf. You have an expansion. You feel, alhamdulillah, you feel good about that. With wrongs, the opposite is inqibab. So he's saying if your heart's alive, this is what it should be feeling. When the heart's dead, it doesn't feel that. الثاني نسيان الخلق لذلك الذنب. And the second is that forgetting creation because of that wrong action. وتسخيرهم أو تسليقهم تذكيرا بمنة الرب. And also their subjugation as a reminder of the blessings of the Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is minna. الثالث الأمر في أسباب الثبات. And the third thing is actions in accordance with those things that engender steadfastness in this path. وَتَحَفَّظُ مِنَ النَّقْصِ بِكُلِّ الْجِهَادِ. And also being vigilant about regressing from all these different directions. وَعَلَامَةُ بَقَايَاهُ فِي النَّفْسِ ثَلَاثًا. And the signs of these remnants in the self from this is three. مِنْهَا يَدْخُلُ الرُّجُوعُ وَاللَّبْسِ. And in this way, regression and the reason that you fall back are three reasons. أَحَدُهَا الْإِسْتِئْنَاسِ بِذِكْرِهِ. One of them is gaining some type of intimate joy with remembering. وَلَوْ عَلَى السَّبِيلَ الذِّمِّ وَالتَّنْفِيرِ. Even if it's for the sake of blaming and تَنْفِيرِ. يُنَفِّرُ. الثاني منافرة النفس في مقاماته أو نتائجه تسويفا ولو بالسماح في أول خاطر أو هاجس ثقيلا كان أو خفيفا. The second is this uncomfortable state with the stations of the self and their results as a way of procrastinating, putting off what you're supposed to be doing in realizing ta'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you put it off. You're avoiding these things that you're meant to do. وَلَوْ بِسَمَاحِ فِي أَوَّلِ خَاطِرٍ أَوْ هَاجِزٍ تَقِينًا كَانَ أَوْ خَفِيفًا. Even if it's just being a little bit forgiving in allowing a thought about a wrong to reoccur or a hajiz. There's different types of hadithun nafs. You have like khatir, you have hajiz, you have hadithun nafs. You have qasid, you have azima. There's different levels. And hajis, it's stronger than a khatir. A khatir is something that occurs fleeting. A hajis, it's a little stronger. And then a hadith al-nafs is stronger. So he's saying, even if it's allowing some passing thought about your wrong to come to you, whether it was light or heavy. الثالثُ التشوف لمن بولي به ولو بترحمٍ. And the third is seeking out those who have the same tribulation, even if it's to feel compassion towards them. Because if you do that, if you see other people that have the same tribulation, you're going to feel more comfortable with it. If you look out for people that have the same tribulation that you do in this sickness, then you feel a little more, well, he's got the same problem as I do. So it'll engender more compassion towards the self. والتوقف عند دواعي النظر فيه دون التقحم. And also that when you need to reflect on these things, that you don't reflect on them. You don't continue. And then he says, ميراث هذا ترك ثلاثة أشياء. So what he's saying is the inheritance of leaving these wrongs is three things. كلها خير في الممات والمحيا. And all of them are good during your life and after your death. So what he's saying, now he's going to tell you why you should leave wrong actions. There's three reasons. أولها وجود لذة العبادة. Because of the delights of devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a halawa. من ذاق حلاوة الإيمان. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talked about the sweetness of iman. There's a halawa. There's a halawa in the munajat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In intimate discourse with Allah. There's a halawa in tilawat al-Quran. All these things. Ibadah has a halawa. And if you're deprived of it because قَدْ تُنْكِرَ الْعَيْنُ وَضَوْءَ الشَّمْسِ مِنْ رَمَدٍ. Sometimes your eye rejects the light of the sun because of ophthalmia. So when you're sick, وَيُنْكِرَ الْفَمُ طَعْمَ الْمَاءِ مِنْ سَقَمِي. Sometimes your mouth rejects the sweetness of water because you're sick. So there's a halawa in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by leaving wrong actions, Allah will allow you to taste that halawa. And that halawa is not just in this world, but it's in the next world as well. So that's the first reason. كما أشار إليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بقوله من غض بصره لله رزقه الله عبادة يجد لذتها. Whoever lowers his eyes for the sake of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide him with a devotion and he will taste its delight. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a devotion and you will taste its delight. Al-Hadith. الثاني تحقيق الإرادة وهو بساط الرحمة والإفادة. Also the realization of will. And this is the carpet spread of mercy and of benefit from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what the murid is. The murid is somebody who has irada. You desire Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so you're realizing irada by leaving wrong actions. You are becoming a murid. This is what human beings have. We have the ability to move mountains. Look at what human beings can do. They build bridges that span oceans. They climb mountains. They build skyscrapers that reach the heavens. I mean, it's extraordinary what the human being can do if he puts his mind to it. The human being has massive power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him great ability. It's all majaziya. In reality, it's all to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he's given the human beings all of these things majazan. And he's given us one of these attributes that he himself is described with. Irada. And then he told us to use that irada for his sake. And this is how you get rahmah. This is how you get ifada from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will benefit you by these things. فَقَدْ قِيلَ إِذَا اعْتَقَدَتِ النُّفُوسُ تَرْكَ الْآثَامِ جَالَتْ فِي الْمَلَكُوتِ وَرَجَعَتْ إِلَى صَاحِبِهَا بِطَرَائِفِ الْحِكْمَةِ مِنْ غَيْرِ أَنْ يُوَدِّيَ إِلَيْهَا عَالِمٌ عِلْمًا. That whoever, if the souls believe or realize this leaving of wrongs, then these souls will explore the malakut. And they will return to the sahib of the nafs with wonders of wisdom. That it wasn't a knowledge that was taught. I mean, this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. مَنْ عَمِلَ بِمَا عَلِمَ أَوْرَثُهُ اللَّهُ عِلْمًا مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ. If you act according to what you know, Allah gives you knowledges that you didn't know. And he says, وَهُوَ عَجِيبٌ. And this is one of the wonders. And the third one, and we'll finish here. The third one is وجود النجاتي, the existence of salvation, and مسحوب بطيب الحياتي, that is accompanied by a good life. قال الله تعالى ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا. Whoever has taqwa of Allah, Allah will give him a way out and will provide him from where he wasn't expecting. إِلَى غَيْرِ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْآيَاتِ. So what he's saying is, if you do this, you're going to have a good life. You're going to have salvation in the next world, and you're going to have a good life in this world. وَمِرَاثِ الْمَعْصِيَةِ. So that's the inheritance of leaving wrongs and doing right. Now he's going to tell us what the inheritance of wrong actions is. How many do you think it is? والمقام عليها ثلاثة. There's three. أولها وجود الذلة في النفس. The first is the humiliation of the soul. The soul will live in humiliation. And that's why some of them said, to remove us from the humiliation of disobedience to the dignity and exaltedness of obedience. Allahumma akhrijna min dhill al-ma'asiyah, min dhill al-ma'asiyah, u dhull al-ma'asiyah, ila izzat al-ta'a, or izzat al-ta'a, to the dignity of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said, الثاني ظهور الكشفة والنكس, that you'll be exposed and your regression to these wrongs will be seen by others. There was a man once who Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu caught doing a wrong action. And he said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, samihni hada awwal marra. This is the first time that I ever did this. And he said, you're a liar. Allah is more merciful that he should expose a person for the first wrong that he ever did. In other words, Sayyidina Umar knew that that wrong had already been done before. He'd done it before. Because Allah will only expose you after you've done things more than once. The first time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will veil you. And that's what he's saying. This is one of the mirath of ma'asiyah. Is that you'll be exposed. الثالث بخس الحظ. That you'll have a small portion of good. وَقَدْ نَبَّهَ الْحَقُّ عَلَى ذَلِكَ فِي كِتَابِ الْعَزِيزِ ذِي الْحِكْمَةِ الْبَالِغَةِ وَاللَّفْظِ الْوَجِيزِ فَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wrongdoers will never succeed. خلاص. So you won't have success. وَقَالَ عَزَّ مِنْ قَائِلْ مَنْ لَمْ يَتُوبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Whoever doesn't make tawbah, those they are the wrongdoers. وَقَالَ جَلَّ وَعَلَىٰ وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. And turn to Allah, all of you, أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Turn together to Allah, all of you believers. So we should all, as believers, inshallah, make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amr from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. So we're all here together, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Accept our tawbah, inshallah, and give us azima. Ya muqarrib al-qulub, thabbit qulubina ala deenika, ya arhamar rahimin. Allahumma tub alayna, ya Allah. La'allakum tuflihun. Do this in order to have success. Wa qala aliyun karramallahu wajha. And Ali, Sayyidina Ali, said, may Allah ennoble his face. Man arad al-ghina bighayri madin wal-izza bighayri ashiratin falyatahawwal min dhull al-ma'asiyati ila 'izz al-ta'a. Whoever wants riches without wealth and dignity without a clan, strength without a clan, then let him change from the humiliation of wrong actions to the dignity of obedience.
Alhamdulillah. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.